Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we decree and declare deliverance, oh dear God, over civil unrest across the nation, Lord God. We decree and declare special anointing over the fivefold ministry, Lord. We decree and declare blessings among the sickness that's going around, oh Father God. We decree and declare that they will be healed complete and whole, Father God. We decree and declare that they will have a new fresh anointing upon them, oh dear God. We decree and declare that any surgeries or procedures that's being scheduled, dear God, that they come out complete and whole, dear God. We decree and declare that, and thank you for your mercy and your loving kindness. We decree and declare your grace and mercy that you bestow upon us. We decree and declare the willingness to walk in your light. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless the nation, oh dear God. We decree and declare that you will continue to bless the leadership all over the land, Lord God. We decree and declare that you will go into the hospitals, oh dear God, and heal the sick and the infirmities that's among them, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings among our elders, oh dear God, that they will continue to keep us and so that we can come to them for wisdom and knowledge, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings among our mothers, oh dear God. We decree and declare blessings among our Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for allowing us to have this platform to come to your throne of grace as humbly as we know how. We decree and declare blessings, special blessings among our children, oh dear God, that they will have a peaceful mind, that they will have a straight path that is free of any satanic attacks, oh dear God. We decree and declare in your name, Lord God, that you will continue to give us the grace that we are saved through your through our faith, oh dear God, that we will continue to uplift you, oh dear God, and not boast and not have a jealous spirit. We decree and declare that you will continue to open our minds to new opportunity, to new ideas. We decree and declare that we will continue to pray for those that are among us. We decree and declare that we will show unconditional love on a daily basis. Let's open up the line, Prophetess Darlene, to speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, God. We praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We praise you tonight, Father God. We praise you this morning, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, that we could come to you this morning, Father God. Humble before you this morning, dear Lord. Just thank you, Father. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your mercy that's covered us, dear Lord. We thank you for everyone that's on the call this morning, Father God. Those that's here, Father, for a word and season, dear Lord. We thank you for the prophets that's on the call this morning that's praying, dear Lord, praying without ceasing. Dear Lord, just trusting you with every strength of their body, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon all the names that were called out tonight for healing, Lord, special healing over all the names that were called out tonight, Father God, that we decree and declare it's done in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. And Father God, when you call the prophets here to come, Father, in New York City, dear Lord, we thank you for the prophets. We thank you for Prophet Daniel. We thank you for Prophet Pepe, dear Lord, for the words that came forth, for the lives that was transformed today, Father God, and yesterday, dear Lord. We just praise you, Father. We honor you, dear Lord Jesus, that your prophets are here to deliver your people, dear Lord. And Father God, everyone that's on the call tonight, deliver them, Father, with all their situation that they're going through, dear Lord, even the breakdowns that they're going through in their life, dear Lord. Let a solution turn up, Father God. Look upon their finances, dear Lord. Look upon education, dear Lord. Look upon the family members, dear Lord. Those that are in struggles, dear Lord. Look upon those that need their minds to be touched right now, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, all things work together for those that love you in Christ Jesus, dear Lord. And your people are here on the line tonight, Father God, just trusting you, Father, trusting you to show up in their lives, dear Lord, or just to believe the prophets, believe the prophets. That's all I can say, Father God. We know that you do not make no mistakes in the universe, Father God. And we thank you for the Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah for allowing this call tonight, dear Lord, allowing the prophets to come to speak into our lives, dear Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for their vision, dear Lord. We thank you for their leadership, that they stand for the people, Father God, for men, Father God. We just thank you for them, dear Lord. We thank you for Mother Jordan, dear Lord. We thank you for Mother Barian, dear Lord. We just thank you, Father, for them. Continue to strengthen their bodies, dear Lord. Look upon all the mothers that's in the church and Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Continue to give them a fresh anointing, Father God. Look upon Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Look upon the prophets there, dear Lord. Look upon the deacons in the church. Look upon the ministers, dear Lord. They will turn up for 2018 and walk in their rightful place, Father God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the deliverance, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, look upon the United States of America, the president, dear Lord. Continue to order his steps, Father God. Order his steps and let the right people counsel him, be in his space, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the deliverance, dear Lord. We thank you for the government, dear Lord, that's going forth, dear Lord, in New York as well as New Jersey, dear. All the senators, the mayors, dear Lord, that they will walk right, Father God, for 2018, Father. And we thank you. We thank you in advance, dear Lord. And, Father God, continue to strengthen your people, Father God, because, Father, you are the one that ordered their steps, Father God. And we thank you, Father, and we will continue to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Father God, we're just thanking you for a new day. We're thanking you for this opportunity to come into your presence in oneness, in unity, Father, for we know that you know all things, and for we know that you search all hearts and minds and souls, Father. We know that you'll continue to heal and keep a hedge of protection and covering the angels of our very own. Prophetess Esther Adiodie, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Prophet Stephen Bostick, Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Alvin Turner, Sister Sally Long, Brother Ron Black, Sister Anita Green, Prophetess Olivia Castillo, Prophetess Alice Jackson. Father, we thank you for the healing and strength. We thank you for the angels that will be in place with the surgeons, the anesthesiologists, the nurses, Father God. We thank you for everyone coming on one accord to make sure that all things are in divine order, Father God. Thank you for the loving support that the Caribbean islands are getting in Puerto Rico and Mexico and Texas, Father God. We thank you for covering Las Vegas, Father God. We thank you for keeping your angels covering our young girls from around the globe, Father. Keep them keep them from away from harm. And we thank you, Father, for just sending the right support and ban all brutality, whether it's police or whatever it is, Father. Mm-hmm. We thank you for keeping just covering that situation and bringing things to a close, Father God. We thank you for love. We thank you for success. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. We thank you for poem. We thank you for prophecology, Father. We thank you for the revival, Lord, that you are moving mighty in all the people's lives, whether they're in-house or they're abroad, whether they're on a phone. Father, we just know you're covering all activities in all areas of the people's lives because you hear their cry and you are answering their prayers. We love you and we honor you in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Lord, I thank you because greater is he that is within me than he that is within this world. And because you order our footsteps, we thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Lord, for going before us and making the crooked path straight. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every door that you have opened, no man shall close. For the power of life and death is in our tongue, and as we continue to be girded with your strength, we shall not only be hearers of the word, but doers as well. For as we look to the hills from which cometh our help, Lord, it is through your help that we shall have the peace that surpasses all understanding. For the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. As we fight the good fight of faith, Lord, I thank you for covering and healing and protecting each and every person that is on the prayer list, Lord. I thank you for the turnaround that is taking place in the lives of those who are being abducted, Lord. I thank you for the turnaround that is taking place in our governments. And I thank you especially for what is taking place in the Caribbean, Lord, for your word surely comes to pass. And, Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. For this we shall rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for this. Thank you, Father God, for another day of life. Thank you for wisdom. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for wisdom and clarity. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I thank you, Lord God, for this day, and I thank you for the healing of all the devastated countries and California as well. I thank you for total healing for Prophetess Aisha and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophet Stephen Bostic and Prophetess Alice Jackson and all the other prophetess that's on the list. I thank you for the healing of the shut-in of the sick. I thank you for giving extra strength and wisdom for the mothers of churches all around the country. I thank you for the apostles and the bishops and the ministers and the prophets and the prophetess and evangelists. Continue giving them wisdom to teach your people, Lord. And I thank you for new beginnings. I thank you for business opportunities. And I thank you for all the prayers that went forth thus far. And I thank you for right connections in this season and to protect all the children worldwide in New York and just worldwide, protect their comings and goings. And thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their leadership, for their globalized and the prophetic, and that we all have a part in that as well. I give you the praise, honor, and the glory. Love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. I thank you, God, for your loving kindness, for your goodness and your mercy. And I thank you for this prayer line and for all of these prophets and prophetesses on the line, God. I thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision. I thank you, God, for all the leadership, prophetess Darlene. And I thank you, God, for your mercy, because your mercy endures. Now, God, I ask you, please, Lord, look upon each and every person on the line. Bless them in a mighty way. Bless them in their going and coming. Bless them and strengthen them, God. Give them peace in these times of trouble, God. Peace in the midst of the storm, because you are the maker and creator. You're in control of everything, God. You are the sovereign God. You are the merciful, loving God and just God. And I also thank you. I ask you, Lord, to look upon each name that was on that prayer list, each person in need of healing, God. Prophetess Esther, and I can't name them all, God. You know who they are. God, bless them. Touch their bodies. Prophetess Aisha Cooper, touch her body, Lord. Touch her body, God. Heal her, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Heal her by your blood, Lord. And anyone else who is in dire need, Lord, people are in need, and you know who they are and what they're going through, God. I'm just one of many, Lord. But I thank you, because I know your healing. Your healing is taking place right now, God, as we pray, as we speak. Bless the prophets, God, and the revival, God, and the master prophet, God, and help those who are around him to uphold him, uphold his hands. Just hold his hands like Moses' hands were held up, God. Hold up his hands and bless him and strengthen him. And Prophetess Deborah, bless her in a mighty way. And look upon all the elderly, Lord, the elderly mothers in the church, and mothers all over the world, God. And God, look upon this country and the things that are taking place, oh God. We know that you are in control, and we thank you, God. And thank you for what you're doing, for allowing people to help Puerto Rico and all of those who have been devastated and have suffered losses because of the earthquakes and water damage and all kinds of things that are going on, God, but you are still in control, and I thank you. I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for blessing me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16. Thank you, Lord, Lord of mercy, Lord of grace, for your willingness to walk on this planet to the earth, to the cross. Thank you, Lord God, as a result, you can sympathize with our weaknesses. Help us stand strong against temptation and offer comfort when the temptation is to despair us, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for those prayer requests that have gone up, Lord God. Special prayers that goes up for Esther Adonye, Aisha Cooper, Cynthia Dawson, Minister Steve Bostick, Alvin Turner, Bethany Jordan, Alice Jackson, Olympia Castillo, Sally Long, Perry Lewis, Ronald Blake, Kevin Hedge, Anita Green, Jamila Coop, and her family, oh Father God. We ask a special blessing for their families, oh dear God, a special anointing, oh dear God, that you will heal their bodies, heal their mind, heal their hurts, oh Father God, that you will keep them, oh dear God, keep them at your throne of grace, that they can submit to you boldly, oh dear God. Order our steps, O dear God, that we will continue to look to you for whence cometh our help, and that we will continuously have a praise to Shabbat, O Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for just bringing the guest prophets to the house of the Lord, O dear God, to your house of the prophets at Zoe Ministries, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We ask for restoration of their energy and their power that they have given out to us, Lord God. We ask that you restore them right now in the name of Jesus so that they can continue their assignment it to us, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that will grace the doors in the sanctuary of Zoe Ministries in this season, Lord God, that they will reap a hundredfold harvest, Lord God, that they will continue to uplift you, oh dear God, and to walk in the knowledge and the wisdom of you, Lord God, that they will know you in the pardon of their sins, that they could come to you knowing that they are infinitely, abundantly blessed by you, Lord God. We thank and we praise your holy and righteous name for our mothers, oh dear God, that they are still here, that the elders are here to keep us, oh dear God. We thank you and we bless your name for the fivefold ministry, that you will continue to bring us all on one accord so that we can lock arms to be on the ultimate assignment that you have called us to be, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us to be the salt of the earth, the light of the earth, oh dear God, to bring men into the kingdom, oh dear God. Lord God, we just ask that you allow our voices to be heard so that we are not bashful, oh dear God, so the rock shall not cry out for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just being so merciful, oh dear God, for being omniscient, Lord God. We thank you for being majestic, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, and Bishop Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, oh dear God, for having this platform for us to come to worship and come to your throne of grace and with humility or in humbleness, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the power to walk in your power, oh dear God, so that we are the little gods on the earth, that we're walking in our queens and kingship, oh dear God, that our steps are being ordered by you, Lord God. We thank you and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and give you honor, and we shabbat you, and we say we love you. Thank you and amen.
Prophet
Barbara. Psalm 57 says, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. And Father God, we thank you for your mercy and your truth in this day, the truth that lives in us, Father God, as you've given us utterance, Father God. You give us, Father God, the faith of that moves mountains, Father God, and we thank you, God. We're trusting and believing on you this day. For our miracles, Father God, and we thank you. For our financial blessings, and we thank you. For our healings, and we thank you, Father God. As we all stand here in proxy or in a space that someone might not be able to stand, we stand for them and we stand with them, God, that the families connected would be healed. Sons will be released from the jail, the prisons of mindset and of man, Father God. We thank you for covering our children in this hour from predators, bullies, molesters, Father God, and any evil thing that tries to come against them to hinder them even in their learning process in these days, Father God. We thank you for our homes, Father God, and any senior who has a home and anybody trying to come against them, Father God, we cancel that in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for awakening our discerning eye, Father God, in this hour, that anything, anyone coming against us, not met for good, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in our family's lives, that you will reveal it and let us see them. But we cancel them out. We cover those who are on the prayer list tonight, Father God. You know every name. You know them by spirit. You know them by body, physicalities, Father God. You know everyone. And we're just touching and agreeing and standing for their protection, their healing, their deliverance, Father God, even in this hour. We thank you for our leaders who are moving in a way, Father God, that elevates us and touches us and blesses us and awakens us in this hour. Thank you. Strengthen them. We pray for their strength in this hour, from the Archbishop to Pastor Jordan to all the prophets that are coming in the house to minister and bring a word of healing, peace, and love even, and deliverance, Father God. We thank you for our leading prophetess here, Prophetess Darlene. Touch her, bless her, Father God. Touch every prophetess on this line, God. Everyone on this line, Father God, help us to continue to be vessels. Use us, Father God. Use us, use us, use us, God. Let us be living examples, Father God. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new morning. We thank you for the lives of your people even now. We thank you for divine joy. We thank you for your will being done in our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for divine peace. And we thank you for divine healing. All those that need your healing touch, Father God, bestow that upon them even now. Even me, myself, Father God, allow healing to flow through my body even now, Father God. Father, what are our steps? Lead us and guide us, Father God. Thank you for your protection even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this revival that we're in the midst of even now and the shift that's taking place even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds, their spirits even now, and their bodies, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Continue to lift you up. I love you, Lord. Allow right relationships and right connections to happen for us on this day. Amen and amen.
Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for increase in our lives, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to pray and trust fully in thy infinite love and in thou unfailing providence, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for helping us in these distressful days to trust in thee, oh, God, which the blessing insurance that thou givest to us, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, that as in the beginning the morning stars sung together and all the sun of the earth shouted for joy, God, so now we surrender ourselves anew to thou kingdom of light, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding all those names of your people that was called this morning, God. We want to thank you, God, for visiting them with your healing power, God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your great mercy for those who are shedding, and thank you, God, for sustaining them by your insurance of your presence, God. God, lift them out of their despondency, oh God. May the light of faith continue to radiate from their rooms as your promise is claimed, God. And God, thank you, God, for being our refuge and underneath all your everlasting arms, God. God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God, and giving us protection as we travel by air, land, or sea, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for looking on the leaders, God, our leaders and leaders all over the world, all over the churches that you have, God. Thank you, God, for giving them directions and in their lives and the lives of your people, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us, oh God, shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And thank you for your hedge of protection, God, over us, our children, and loved ones all around us. We thank you, God. In your mighty, masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you, Lord God, for the you loose the band of wickedness and undo heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free, and you break every yoke. We thank you, Lord, that our light springs forth as the morning, and our health shall spring forth speedily, and our righteousness shall go before us, and the glory of the Lord shall be our rear guard. We thank you, Lord God, that you guide us continually and satisfy our soul in drought, making fat our bones. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing of your people. Even Prophetess Regina Turner, we speak healing over her even now. And everyone on this call, every unspoken request, we lift it up. We bless the Gosses. We bless Pastor Prophetess Mascarene. We bless all of our pastors, Prophet Gregory. Amen. The Coopers. Amen. All of our prophets in the order who are leading ministries, Lord God, we cover them, and we speak life, strength, health, healing, and wholeness. We call every need met, and we call every bill paid in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of revival. We thank you, Lord God, for our Archbishop and our pastor, for the vision. Lord God, bring us into right divine alignment to the vision that every home will be blessed. We thank you for the prophets that you've brought for revival. We cover them and we speak strength. Amen. As they continue to deliver the word of the Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, people of God, this has been tremendous. Amen. And we'll continue to lift up those who are going into surgery, who are being hospitalized, who are, amen, who are standing, amen, in faith for true deliverance. Amen. We believe God. Amen. And we speak what the Lord says concerning them. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so, Prophetess Olympia, or Prophetess Barbara, can you, or Prophetess Regina, can one of you do the announcements, please?
Yes, Prophetess. We just want to let you know that our Prophetic Harvest Revival is still in effect. It's going to be tomorrow. That's Tuesday, November 14th at 12 noon, and then again at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you are in the tri-state area, excuse me, the location at Zoe Ministries is 310 Riverside Drive. That's New York, New York, 125, and that's at 103 between Western Avenue and Riverside Drive. We also want to let you know that I guess they're going to have the conference call, the 9 a.m. conference call.
Yes.
And, amen. And,
yes.
And they're going to still be going over the book of the month, 3, which is a woman called Adam.
Yes.
And that'll be at the 9 a.m. conference call. Then again, we have our 12 noon Pop Life radio show. And that'll be Tuesday, so that should be Talk Tuesday with Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophet Joshua Jordan, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Also, we want to let you know that we will be back here tonight, 12 midnight, for our Midnight Cry. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell a family that to join this call because there are breakthroughs and healing that is going forth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if this prayer call is being a blessing in your life, and if you are believing God for a miracle, amen, go ahead and sow a seed of thanksgiving. Sow a seed to stop your bleed.
Mm.
Ah, shakarabasa.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I like that.
Sow a seed to stop your bleed. Amen. Believe God and thank God for the answer. Thank God for your miracle. Amen. And
amen.
Celebrate Archbishop and Pastor for opening this platform up so you can come and be blessed by prayer. Amen. Amen. Anyone else before we close out? Amen. If not, we want to be in integrity, so we're going to close out the call. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. And enjoy the rest of this day. Amen. And go forth praising. Go forth praising. Go forth decreeing, declaring, and thanking God for your miracle. Get a seat in the ground, people of God. Be blessed.